the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about the environment and our connections with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak, and this is our pledge drive edition of This Green Earth. So for the next hour, we're going to be, we've got a couple of guests to chat with, and but we'll also be doing our pledge drive efforts here to try to raise some money for the radio station.
That's right. I think I'm playing dual roles today. I'm like a This Green Earth host and representing Swanna Preserve and Eco Center.
Right. So you're going to have to switch microphones.
Yeah, I'll jump from seat to seat.
Right.
But we have Summit Land Conservancy and Swanna Preserve and Eco Center on this morning to do a joint spot.
Yeah.
And so in the studio with us is Robin Geis, the Outreach and Development Director for Summit Land.
Hello. Thanks for having us on today. This is a wonderful event to support KPCW since they do so much all through the year to support all of our nonprofit organizations.
That's right. They don't have to ask twice to get us on here. And then also in the studio is Swanner's Conservation Coordinator, Brittany Ingalls.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Of course.
Yeah. And of course, if you want to donate or pledge, we have lots of different pledge opportunities for you if you want to call in.
That's right. I think all the premiums are still available. There are premiums starting at a $25 donation, including like Soldier Hollow Trail Passes, $25 gift certificate to ride at home, tickets to the Museum of Natural History. Maybe our listeners would like that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
They've always got cool exhibits too.
They do. All kinds of options here. All the way up to a $250 donation for, passes to the ski resorts and packages for gift certificates for restaurants in Park City. So we know that you're donating from the goodness of your heart for KPCW and for all they do for us. But you can also get some good bonuses.
Who doesn't want that? And you can call in at 649-9004 to pledge. And I'll tell you what. Let me take a quick break for an underwriter. When we get back, we'll all get started. Because in addition to, we'll chat with Summit Land Conservancy and Swanner about what you guys do and why you do it. We have some news items, too. Yeah, you won't believe that July was the fourth warmest July on record. And why that means we're actually cooling. The planet is actually cooling.
I'll the climate change the is not happening.
Exactly. I'll explain the details. You got to listen up. It's This Green Earth. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Deidre Walsh, and I'm a Recycle Utah board member. Recycle Utah helps keep your groundwater clean. We are here every day to help you properly dispose of toxic waste substances, such as batteries, electronic waste, and styrofoam. Water, clearly worth preserving. Recycle Utah is a nonprofit organization helping you conserve since 1990. Check us out at recycleutah.org.
This is Steve Roney with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, formerly Prudential Utah. We continue to be proud supporters of KPCW and are excited to embark on the next era of Park City real estate under our new brand. More info at bhhsutah.com.
Okay, what's the dial? Welcome back to This Green Earth right here on KPCW. It's a weekly show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak, co-host Nell Larson across the board. And we're doing our annual, annual pledge drive. And it's the pledge edition of This Green Earth. And we already have some calls and some thank yous, right?
Yeah, so we have Debbie Seaver, who is a Deer Valley employee. She appreciates Deer Valley and KPCW. Thank you so much, Debbie.
And This Green Earth. I'll just throw that in.
She didn't say that, but I'm sure she does.
Well,
that was implied.
I'm just implied. Okay.
We also have a contribution from Diana and Tad Swanner in support of KPCW. Thanks for everything you do for the preserve, events and promotion, and helping support our programs.
And thanks to them, too.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We'll get to them in a minute. Yeah, they do fantastic work. Okay. And speaking of fantastic work, Summit Land Conservancy. Robin Geist is here representing Summit Land Conservancy. And so, Robin, let's take a few minutes and let our listeners learn more about what Summit Land Conservancy does and why they do it.
Okay. Summit Land Conservancy saves land. You see the results of our work when you walk your dogs in Round Valley, which I'm sure many of you do after work. And on the weekends, when you hike or bike the Mid-Mountain Trail or you ski the Lady Morgan or Empire Canyon areas at Deer Valley Resort. So we save the open spaces that you love to hike on and that you love to view and that the visitors come to Park City to see.
Really?
Yeah. That,
those areas. So how many acres in total?
Right now, we protect just over 2,600 acres through 24 conservation easements. And we are working on... about another 2,200.
Really?
Yeah. So we are really looking to expand and just working to preserve a lot of land, especially along the Weber River, protecting an important water resource for Utah.
Okay, so that's a point of emphasis mm-hmm. for you.
It is. Yeah. Since about 2009, we've protected four projects already that directly are in the Weber River watershed and are working on a fifth right now. And just hoping to preserve more land along the river.
Hmm. And that's that Weber River watershed is where we all live. We are in the Weber watershed. So thanks to Summit Land for doing that.
You're welcome.
Right. And so when you say you have 2,200 acres that you are pursuing or have an interest in, so how do you go about acquiring it? Do people, landowners come to you or do you approach landowners? How does that work?
Landowners approach us. Two really important partners are the city and the county. So we do work with them on open space protection. And a lot of those properties are for recreational access. But another important stakeholder is landowners, especially in Eastern Summit County. They own farms and ranches that have been in their families for generations. They're facing development pressure. You know it's so beautiful out there in Eastern Summit County along the Weber. And, you know, a lot of people think it'd be wonderful to live along the river, and it would be. But once you start building homes along the river, it takes away the mitigation factors that those floodplains have. And it also takes away farms and ranches from families that have had this in their families for generations. Mm. They want to pass this on to their children have the opportunity to farm and ranch.
Are you seeing families that are sort of hitting the end of the line? Just the other day, I had a conversation with a man who said, you know, this farm has been in my family for generations, and nobody else wants to take care of it, and I'm the last one working on it, and I'm not sure what's going to happen to it.
I think we have seen that. I think more frequently we have so many generations now are down the road and they can't divide the land anymore.
Sure.
So that everyone has a piece. And they're all vested in protecting this resource that has been in their family for generations and want to see possibly future generations be able to farm and ranch
right.
or at least keep it open for people to enjoy as a view shed and to... help with climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't, it's not how, we're,
right.
I'm going to explain it.
As of today, it's cooling off.
So, right. It,
all breaking news. So once land is purchased, it falls under your fold, and do you do ongoing monitoring of it? How does that work?
We do, and we actually don't purchase the land. We purchase the development rights.
So we take
those development rights off the board forever. Family or the city or the county maintains ownership of the land, and uh-huh. we hold the conservation easement, and that basically means that we're the third party police, if you will. We make sure that things don't happen on the land that shouldn't be happening.
Like?
Some of the recreation areas, you know, maybe someone thinks a new trail would be cool
okay.
to have. So someone just goes out there and starts building a new trail.
Okay.
With the city, we work very closely with them on where trails can go. And a lot of the land, like Round Valley, does have recreation access and trails.
Right. So there can be access to it, but it's controlled. It's defined access.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I know these guys also have to be careful about things like people, you know, dumping, whether it's yard waste
right.
or garbage, you know, motorized uses across the property. You hear all kinds of
really
challenges. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
someone cutting down a tree that's next to their property because it's blocking their view, maybe.
Hey, real quick.
Trees are the worst.
Yeah, trees. Overrated. All right, so this is a terrible segue, but we're having our pledge
drive. Is it a segue?
Well, I just said it. Call in at 649-9004 if you'd like to pledge to the radio station. We have some either some thank yous or some
specials for this specials, hour that okay. Summitland and Swanner have brought in to help encourage people to donate to KPCW. So from Swanner Preserve and Eco Center, we have individual memberships, and we also have family memberships available for your pledge. For individuals, that's worth a $35 value, and we are giving those for $25 pledges. A family membership, those are $100 value, and we're giving those for $75. And a moonshine party, a pair of tickets is going for $80. So
moonshine party.
And so that's what we need to talk about next, because this is an event that Summitland and Swanner are doing together as a joint fundraiser, because our missions just, you know, we have so much in common there. So we're hosting a party on September 9th at the Eco Center, and we'll have the local band Lash LaRue playing with live music. Oh. We will have all kinds of local food donated by some local producers right. here in Summit County. And we think it'll be a really good time.
And is that literal or figurative moonshine?
It's literal, yeah. You selected the night of a full moon.
That literal.
Or you were thinking a different moonshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, if
we see where Chris is headed.
Well, put it in quotes then. Moonshine party.
You know, we thought if people, you know, kind of thought that, they'd know what a raging good time it'll be, and they'll just come on out.
It's definitely going to be a party.
Okay, so under a full moon, when is that again?
September 9th. It is a Tuesday, which is also the full moon. So you can check your regular calendar, check your lunar calendar, whichever you prefer.
And where am I going?
You're going to the Swanner Eco Center.
Okay.
And that's from 5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9.
But get your tickets.
When is the moonrise?
Get your tickets ahead of time.
Somewhere between 5 and 9. I know that's the answer, but if I'm running late.
We don't have it down to the minute, Chris. Don't grill us on this.
All right. Well, somebody look that up. Some caller while they pledge.
Where's E.J. Elliott when we need her to do this research?
649-9004. Call on the pledge. And that's two tickets for $80, regularly $100 value for only $80.
And we've got some thank yous. Diane Johnson, who is a returning donor, in support of both organizations as a part-time resident of Park City.
Thanks, Diane.
And we also have David Moore in support of the Swanner Preserve and Eco Center.
Fantastic.
Which, once again, KPCW supports everything we do, both for Summitland Conservancy and the Swanner Eco Center. Always such an excellent avenue for us to get our word out.
Right.
To the community.
A great way. KPCW does a great job at showcasing what you guys do and your efforts. So.
Yeah, we think, you know, it's one of the most important ways, if not the most important, for us to get the word out about our programs mm-hmm. and what we're doing and our mission and, you know, opportunities for the public. So we thank KPCW for that. And if our supporters could call in and help support KPCW, that would be wonderful.
A little contribution never hurts. Thanks. Yep. We got another?
We do have another thank you. Cheryl Fox. She says, thank you to KPCW for helping Summitland Conservancy
this green earth.
Save local open space. And
Shameless
this green
plug.
Earth. She wanted to emphasize
Cheryl
that.
Cheryl Fox.
She starred that.
She did.
Yeah, tell about Cheryl's legacy.
Cheryl Summitland is the executive director of Summitland Conservancy, which I'm sure many of you know. And she was instrumental in getting this started back through a leadership class, actually.
Really?
They saw the development pressure, especially in Kimball Junction, and thought, we need to do something to preserve some of the local open space. A lot of people take it for granted. They don't realize how important it is and that it can go at any time.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I asked you before the show started, where would we be without Summit Land Conservancy? What would this place look like without Summit Land Conservancy's efforts and Cheryl's efforts?
I think one of the things is you would see all of the backhoes arrive, similar to maybe what we're seeing out at Quinn's Junction.
Yeah.
You maybe take it for granted that space is going to be open and a view shed forever. But mm-hmm.
The fact is that Park City is surrounded by private land. A lot of the other western resort areas are surrounded by public land that will be protected forever. It's forest land and national park land.
Right, right. And like you say, now the Weber River watershed, it might be under more stress.
It is.
Might be more degraded.
It might be more degraded as more and more people are seeing this area, because it's so beautiful, as a wonderful place to live and just wanting to come in and move here. We can't blame them, but, you know, let's try and protect some of the open space and the resources that
and,
we have.
And especially those key open spaces like the watershed, you know, priority areas.
Priority recharge areas.
Sure.
And Swanner is one of those, which we'll get to in a few minutes, why Swanner is important in the watershed. As a component to the watershed. But first, we want... Oh, but Summit Land Conservancy also has a kind of a pledge opportunity.
We do. We have a wonderful black diamond jacket with a Summit Land Conservancy logo. So if you donate $100, that could be yours. And maybe answer a quiz question.
It says $75.
Oh, you're Robin. Right. I'm sorry.
It's just dropped.
I get so excited about the pledge drive.
It's a deal.
I want to bring in more money for KPCW.
Yes,
so
it's $1,000.
I can't blame her for that. Can't blame her for that.
For $75.
Yes, you're right. A $75.
Black diamond jacket for pledging. So the call in at 649-9004. Hey, here's something I wanted to read. As a nonprofit public service radio station, KPCW relies on listeners like you. Individual gifts make up 26% of our budget. By giving a gift of $50 today, you keep our award-winning news team bringing you the news you can use. Please do your part by calling with a gift now at 435-649-9004. So 26% of the station's annual budget is from pledges. So that's a big deal. And so we need your pledges to continue. To continue great shows. Continue great news efforts like from Rick Ruff and Leslie Thatcher and others, and also these shows.
That's right. The Public Affairs Hours.
The Public Affairs Hours every day from 9 to 10, including Mountain Money on Mondays, our show, This Green Earth, every Tuesday. We've been doing it for 7 years.
Time flies.
For the most part, yes. Wednesdays is the
not from 9 to 10 a.m. on Tuesday, but
some days it's forever. Lynn Ware Peak and the Mountain Life with Tim Henney and
that's
Lynn
right.
Ware Peak on Wednesdays. Cool Science Radio, that's a great show.
On Thursdays.
And then the weekend.
Friday. Formerly Fun Friday, now Mountain Summer.
Oh, Mountain
About
Summer?
What to do with your weekend.
On the weekend,
yeah.
No shortage of things to do around it. So these are the kind of shows that the station hosts, the Public Affairs Hours, along with all the other music and other news components. It's the go-to place for news in this city, KPCW News. So anyway, if you want to pledge and help continue all that, call in at 649-9004.
And again, we have some specials here from Summit Land Conservancy. If you make a $75 pledge, you can get a black diamond jacket with their awesome new logo on it. From Swanner, you can get an individual membership for $25 or a family membership for a $75 pledge. We have 4 of those and only 2 individual memberships left. And then probably the thing that we're really excited about is 2 pairs of 2 tickets to our joint moonshine party at the Swanner Eco Center that we are putting on together with Summit Land Conservancy. And those tickets are worth $40. And so that's an $80 pledge that you can make. And that's a fundraiser for both organizations. Almost everything that will be served and that you'll see there, we've worked to get donated by some of our sponsors. And so, you know, your dollar will go a long way.
Yeah, and you guys rely a lot on fundraising like that too, don't you?
We absolutely do. We run on donations from our community and our supporters.
That's a good way. Right, Robin? Same with you?
It is. We are always so grateful for the support of the community. And as Nell said, just looking for donations all the time just to keep us running and protecting those open spaces and the preserve for future generations.
Yeah.
So it's the moonshine party. because there it's will, a full moon that's on right, September 9th when the moon rises at. You guys still haven't figured
you
haven't, that out.
You're not going to let this go. Look,
okay, I'm not letting it go.
I'm counting on everyone to check their own personal lunar calendars.
Because the moon rise, okay.
And also to be there all night because the party doesn't start with the moon. The party starts before that, Chris.
Before that,
exactly.
The moon rises and then you actually can stay after that.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll be out on the moon deck. Sets. Looking okay. at the view, listening to the music, eating your local beef with your local cheese on your local bread. I mean, it's going to be a great event.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
All right, Moonshine Party. And I'll tell you what, we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's take a break for a couple of underwriters that we need to always appreciate. And when we come back, we'll continue our chat. We'll turn towards Swanner and what they do and why they do it. It's the Screen Earth. Stay tuned.
This is Dana Edwards on behalf of Vail Resorts and Canyons Resort supporting KPCW. This year, we developed partnerships with 25 local nonprofits to support programs like the fourth grade program at Swanner Preserve and Eco Center. Every fourth grader in Summit County will experience Utah's ecosystem firsthand and see science come to life through in-field classes. Thanks to Swanner for making science cool.
This is Kelly Miller at Assemble. We are thrilled to be a first-time KPCW underwriter. Assemble offers executive offices that may be rented on a short or long-term basis and an alternative to your local coffee shop in our business lounge, 435-709-7888 or on the web at assembleparkcity.com.
Okay, I'm right on the
Welcome
air.
Back to This Green Earth. Monica.
Yes,
Monica
Chris.
Has a few words to share.
Yes, I
about
do.
The
Monica Goodner from KPCW staff.
Monica, what do you do here?
That's
a straight line if there is ever one. Go ahead.
I'm the marketing director and DJ wrangler. So all the volunteer DJs, I make sure that we have somebody hosting the shows. The music shows.
That can be a lot of wrangling.
That's why it's not just coordinating, it's wrangling.
Yeah. Wrangling I like that. Is an appropriate like that. Term. So,
I just wanted to jump in. I'm helping next door with the phone room. But I just wanted to jump in and say thank you to both Swanner Eco Center and Summit Land Conservancy, two of our prominent nonprofits here in town. When we came to you guys and asked, you know, for a donation of memberships, you know, didn't blink an eye. Nail said, yeah, absolutely. And the tickets to the Moonshine, which is, you know, it's a fundraiser for these two organizations. And they didn't hesitate to give us a couple pairs of tickets where we get the money and you get to go to their event. And, you know, with hopes that you'll spend more money there too.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I hope that kind of shows the relationship that KPCW has with the nonprofits. And I recently got to hear talks and talk to a lot of other nonprofit radio and television stations, and having the volume of nonprofits on their air and giving nonprofits a break in cost on the underwriting spots, very few do that. That, you know, a nonprofit, like we give nonprofits a little bit longer underwriting spots,
right.
30 seconds versus 20 seconds. You pay about half of what a for-profit business pays for an underwriting spot. Plus, we have the absolutely free PSAs that our DJs read, the interviews to on Leslie's show or on Randy's show,
right.
or on some of the public affairs hours in the Saturday morning classified show. And so we really cover the nonprofits a lot on KPCW. And
you're saying that's not normal.
I was really surprised because I thought, you know, I thought that's what public radio is because I haven't worked at another public radio.
Right.
But then when I think about all the public radio stations that I've heard, which have been more larger markets, you know, New York and Chicago and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's you don't hear this kind of stuff.
No.
And they have, you know, very short spots. You don't get a lot of information. So our nonprofit community is very generous to KPCW and turns around and helps provide us with premium items, like we have the individual and family memberships. So one of the things that we're trying to do is ask people, if you haven't donated before, you know, here's a chance to help two nonprofits, or three, actually, this hour. So Summit Land,
that's right.
Swanner Eco Center, and KPCW. Right. We are looking for new members to come and join us and, you know, help us be able to provide this service to the nonprofit community. I think we have a few phones open right now, 649-9004. You can also go online and donate through our website. And Nell's been talking about the special family membership and individual memberships to Swanner. We also do have a full list of other pledge premiums. Again, another individual things like the rest of the public radio world thinks we're nuts.
Right.
But, you know, for a $25 donation, you can get Soldier Hollow trail passes and rentals for two. Mm-hmm. That's a $37 value. For $50, one of your choices is a $25 gift certificate to Maxwell and film series tickets. For $75, it's a $25 gift certificate to Butchers, and I think it's $50 to the Egyptian. So that's, you know, dollar for dollar. Plus, it's restaurants and entertainment. Like, why wouldn't you do that? So we're looking to entice some new people to call us. And if you have a tie to Swanner or you really, really like This Green Earth, and I know there's a lot of you out there listening.
There's a few.
Well, we have, and we should make some thank yous. Make it through some of these thank yous right now. Yeah. Because Jane Riley just called in and she says, the This Green Earth show and Summitland Conservancy are fantastic. And also, it sounds like she's happy to report that she just got a Swanner membership. So she is supporting all three of us.
Good
thank
job.
You, Jane. And we would like to thank Victoria Worth. She says, keep up the good work. I have a warm place in my heart for Swanner Eco Center and This Green Earth.
Exactly.
Aww. We also have donation from Ben Knack, who loves riding his bike on Black Hawk and Stealth Trails. Thank you so much, Ben. We know you make good use of those trails.
Right.
And also thank you to Penny and Bill Cunningham, longtime supporters of Summitland Conservancy as well. And thank you again for calling in.
All right. And if you want to call in and pledge, and call in at 649-9004. We have pledge phones all
That's right.
Wide
there are
open.
Volunteers waiting in there. You know, right now they're just lounging and eating, I think, like eating some of the pastries, drinking coffee.
Exactly. But help us help you get the information and news you need. For example, NPR News on the Hour keeps you connected to what's happening in Washington, across the U.S. and around the world. KPCW pays for those newscasts with listener contributions. And while you can't hand Lakshmi Singh a few dollars to cover NPR expenses, we can. That's how public radio works. You give to KPCW, we pay NPR for the news you use. With your support, KPCW keeps you connected. So we keep you connected on national news and local news. Again, with the great news staff of Lynn Ware Peak and Leslie Thatcher and Rick Bruff, we cover all the local news here. And Nell and I try to cover news, environmental news every
That's
week.
Right.
And for example, this is from the Weather Underground, Jeff Masters, who's has been a guest on this show.
That's right.
He's great. And we need
founder
to get
of the
him
Weather
back.
Underground.
Yeah, he just blogged this morning. July 2014 is the fourth warmest July on record. So it was the fourth warmest July since records began in 1880. That's according to NOAA's National Climatic Data Center. The July ranking by NOAA broke a streak of two consecutive warmest months on record. Both May and June were the warmest May and June ever recorded. So that's why we're tongue-in-cheek saying that, gee, July, it's a little slow. They're only the fourth warmest July on record. But believe me, that's warm. Global ocean temperatures during July were tied with July 2009 for the warmest ocean temperatures for that month on record. Okay, and so far, the year-to-date, January to July period, has been the third warmest on record for the globe. So this year, again, is looking like it's going to be one of the warmest, easily top five warmest years on record, since records were started and kept since 1880. So that's no surprise to us, but, you know, again, if you're a skeptic or a denier, hey, that's third warmest. It should just be going up in a linear fashion. That's not how climate works. It kind of goes up, it goes down, but over time, we're talking decades after decades after decades, it trends up, and that's what we're seeing. The 80s were warmer than the 70s, the 90s have been warmer than the 80s, the 2000s have been warmer than the 90s, et cetera. You see it trending up decade over decade. And that and we have a lot to do with that. We won't get into that, but this is an example of some of the news items. Yes, you have your hand up, Brittany?
I do. So I just have an update about moonrise time. So we're here with Perfect. Summit Land Conservancy and the Swanner Eco Center. We're talking about our fundraiser, joint organization fundraiser, on September 9th. And Chris was pestering us to find out what time the moon was rising, so yeah. He knew what time to show up.
Yeah, and leave.
8:08 p.m., Chris. 8:08 p.m. Okay. Is what time the moon rises. But
8:08.
That party will be going from 5 to 9 p.m.
Right.
And we actually have some sponsors and some donors to thank for that event specifically. We are being sponsored by Summit Sotheby's International Realty, New Park Town Center, and then food and beverages. So all the things that you will enjoy for eating, tasting, and the like were donated by the following individuals and groups. Copper Moose Farm, Red Rock Brewery, Pop Art, Gourmet Popcorn. I'm excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Canyon Meadows Ranch, that's natural grass-fed beef, and Heber Valley Artisan Cheese. And then we'll also have some services donated by Park City Wine Club. So thank you to all our community partners. We're excited about that event.
Great.
Like we said, it's going to be a party.
Perfect. September 9th.
Full that's
moon.
Right.
Is that a harvest moon? Or is a harvest moon in October? Another question.
I think someone there's some needs eyes to get, rolling in
someone,
the studio
Someone
right now.
Needs to get Chris when a lunar calendar.
Moon?
Someone get him a lunar
September
calendar so he can stop
or
asking
or
questions.
October moon. All right.
All right, I know what to get you for your next birthday, Chris.
Okay. I'll look that up. We'll get our research team on that. Let's turn our attentions. What? Do you want to talk about Swanner?
I was just going to talk a little bit more about some of these food providers.
Yes.
Local veggies grown Perfect. Like 2 miles from the site of the party. The beef is local as well.
The beef is local. It's grass-fed only. They don't finish on grain. It's really, really tasty, and they've just been wonderful in stepping up to help out with this party.
And the cheese?
The cheese also made over in Heber. Just not too far
away. And it'll
be
shaped like a giant moon?
Right? I need to follow up on that.
There.
You,
okay.
Why, where were you when we were planning all of this?
I know.
You just have some great ideas.
Do you want to join the event committee?
Get Chris in with the sponsors.
No. But I do have lots of questions and ideas. But yeah, that's okay. So that's all local providers.
And we only have one set of tickets left for that. So if you'd like to join us for that party for an $80 pledge, you can get one pair of tickets to the event.
Call in at 649-9004 and pledge for that or a number of other.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Swanner, what Swanner does, and why they do it. So, go ahead now.
What Swanner does and why we do it. I mean, that's a big question, but essentially our mission is dual, and we focus on land conservation and environmental education. Mm. And we think that those two things really go hand in hand, and you can't really be successful at one without the other. And so we have a 1,200-acre preserve that is dominated by wetlands, and the wetlands are primarily south of I-80. And sometimes people say to us, oh, that's what that big field is. So that's actually a wetland, and that's a groundwater discharge area. We have springs all over the preserve that help to keep the streams running in the end of the summer and the early fall when the streams are getting really low.
Which they are. Are they lower than normal this year?
They're,
or how
you know,
are they?
The levels were really low pretty early on, and we were nervous about that. This rain has kept them running. We were worried about seeing East Canyon Creek drying up. And so the Watershed Committee has been kind of talking about that. But of course, with Utah's current laws, there's nothing we can really do about that because those water rights are allocated. And if everybody uses their water rights that they're, you know, completely legally allowed to do, and we don't have more water than those water rights in the stream will dry up. And so that's what happens when the levels are lower in the end of summer.
And apparently fish don't have a say in those water rights.
Yeah, they just are not listening to the trout.
No.
Yeah. So those native fish like the Bonneville cutthroat trout are one of the things that we really focus on. The wetlands provide, you know, a lot of that water, like I mentioned. But we also work on a lot of stream restoration and conservation projects geared toward that fish habitat. So cooling the water so that it's cold enough for those native fish.
Right.
That means there's more dissolved oxygen in the water. Making sure the stream is shaded, making sure the sort of shape of the stream is evolving as it should.
Mm-hmm.
So helping to prevent excess erosion or widening and shallowing of the stream, things like that.
Right, because wetlands serve a physical, chemical, and biological purpose in watershed.
Absolutely,
right? Physical being kind of a holding area during high flows.
Yeah, we kind of refer to it as like a sponge. So you get a high flow, it soaks it all up and hangs on to it and then slowly releases it.
Right, or can recharge the groundwater, and
absolutely,
that's always beneficial. The chemical nature of the soils, they have ability to precipitate out maybe some metals or other chemicals and compounds that might make their way, or sediment. And then the biological aspects are those things that we really, really see as far as plant life, animal life.
Right, those really
that.
Visible things,
yeah.
You know, when you see the elk and the moose and the deer out there, it's really rewarding, or those nesting birds. But one thing I did want to kind of mention is, you know, you asked what would happen without these organizations in place. And much like what Robin said about Summit Land, you know, it would look like a lot of the rest of the Snyderville Basin. So we have this amazing image in the office that Brittany and I love to use when we're talking with groups. And it shows an overlay of all of the development units that were planned for the area that the preserve is in now before, you know, it was able to be purchased or to have a conservation easement on it. And there were 850 units planned for that.
Really?
So you would have seen neighborhoods just extending, you know, kind of between I-80 and like where Ranch Place is. And so, you know, imagine what that would be like.
Another 850 units.
Yeah.
Several thousand more people.
Right. Running up the hills north of I-80, where we all use Blackhawk, Stealth, and Glen Wild trails, which are also on the Swanner Preserve.
That's fantastic. And
yeah.
Brittany, as conservation coordinator, what do you do?
Anything and everything having to do with what Nell just described. So
right.
We do a lot of work with water quality, especially active stream stabilization and restoration. Those 2 miles of East Canyon Creek that run through our property, through Swanner property there on the north side of Interstate 80, are in trouble. They're endangered. It's designated as an impaired water body by the people who designate such things.
Right. State or federal agencies.
It's a state designation.
State designation. But like Nell said, it's ideally and supposed to be a cold water fishery, should function as vital habitat for that Bonneville cutthroat trout, especially another native fish species. And because of those pressures of development, we really are not seeing nearly as many of those species
right.
as we should be. They're sensitive, and so, you know, as soon as that water quality and the water quantity decreases, we see effects in those fish populations.
Where is the water coming from?
So the water is coming from actually the area that we're kind of sitting in here. So when you stand, you know, at the preserve and you look around at the mountains and you see all that snowpack, that's where a lot of it comes from. It, you know, drains down from the canyons in Park City, and it comes right through the preserve, and then it heads, you know, into that Weber River watershed that Robin was talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
But in addition to the runoff generally from the surrounding mountains here, you also, do you get stormwater too?
We absolutely do. Yeah, we have stormwater detention basins actually along the side of the preserve. And they are man-made wetland basins designed to filter out pollutants and to filter out excess nutrients and to kind of moderate that flow of the water. And that drains whole portions of the Snyderville Basin into the Swan River Preserve.
Right. And in stormwater, you can get all manner of pollutants, whether it's chemical-based or biological-based nutrients, loads from nitrogen and phosphorus from excess fertilizing or chemical application that people put on their lawns, insecticides or fungicides.
Absolutely.
Or herbicides.
Yeah.
To put on too much, or if that runs
things,
off.
Things, you know, oil from cars, oil gas, from cars, salts.
Salts in the,
all
in
that
the winter.
Stuff you put in your gutter.
Yeah, it could potentially end up in those wetlands, and that's why you have those stormwater ponds designed to attempt
help filter,
filter that out, chemical or biological removal of it.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff you learn on This Green Earth every Tuesday
that's
morning,
right.
9 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m. And if you want to continue to learn more things about Swanner and Summit Land Conservancy and what goes on around town here, and if you have ideas for shows that and topics that you would like Nell and I to cover, you can do that. You can go to our Facebook page, KPCW This Green Earth.
You can email us at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org, or you can call in right now with your pledge and include that in your note,
and
we'll get the
out.
Message.
But the tickets to
tickets to the Moonshine Party, but I think we still have a Summit Land Conservancy Black Diamond Jacket and an individual membership and a family membership to the Swanner Eco Center.
And once again, that number to call is 435-649-9004. And we just want to thank KPCW once again for their continued support of Swanner Preserve and Eco Center programs, as well as
Summit Land Conservancy with our monthly open space updates.
It's a team effort.
It is a team effort.
But the effort can't continue unless you listeners out there help us to make it happen with your pledges at 649-9004. Let's take a break for a couple of underwrites we got to get in because they're important too. And we'll come back. We've got a couple of more thanks and a couple more pledge items and another news item I'll get to. It's This Green Earth. Stay tuned.
This is Steve Roney with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, formerly Prudential Utah. We continue to be proud supporters of KPCW and are excited to embark on the next era of Park City real estate under our new brand. More info at bhhsutah.com.
Since 1983, we've been trying to say something clever in support of our favorite radio station. This is Jeff from Park City Nursery and the Park City Tree Ranch, complimenting KPCW for making interesting radio under strict regulations. We try to do the same given our short growing season, various microclimates, and soils. We know what grows at parkcitynursery.com.
Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and This Green Earth. Rocky Mountain Power Watt Smart New Homes Program offers incentives for building a new energy-efficient home that can help you enjoy year-round comfort, higher resale value, and lower energy bills. To learn more or find a builder in your area, wattsmart.com.
Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Nell Larson, and co-host Chris Triniak is across the board as usual. And this is a Swanner Preserve and Eco Center and Summit Land Conservancy Challenge Hour today. And we are here to help KPCW raise some funds. We're here to support them for all they do to support our organizations. And we wanted to cover some of these awesome gifts you can get with your donation in case you need that little extra incentive.
Right.
To donate. So for a $50 donation, you can get a $25 gift certificate to Maxwell's and two Park City Film Series tickets. Or you can get a gift certificate to Park City Pizza Company and two Black Diamond gym passes for kids only. Or a $25 gift certificate to the Bridge Cafe and a pair of Park City Museum admissions. Mm. So lots of kind of fun night out, dinner, and tickets to a local attraction here in Park City.
Yeah, and if you have never donated to KPCW, just remember, you know, what would our community do without, you know, our ability to talk about lost dogs on the air. That's what nice. Else would you, how else would you find your dog if
or
it weren't for KPCW
or your keys?
Not that Brittany's ever had to use that service.
Or your kids.
I'm speaking from never the even experience thought about it. Of
oh, really?
A friend.
Oh, so the stories you've heard about people who have lost.
Not personal stories.
Their dog with their phone and keys and on their the keys. Dog.
My phone and keys were on the collar. But they're
all gone.
What a great opportunity for us to all be here and support. You know, we keep using the word support, but that's what we're all doing. You know, it's KPCW supports us, and that's what we're here doing today. What a neat community function that this radio station serves. We're grateful that it exists.
Exactly. There's a call right now. Thank you very much. Make these phones ring at 649-9004. And today, I want to give a shout out to Snow Park Bakery because they're providing us the breakfast treats here, which we will gobble up after the show. It's Deer Valley's pastry chefs make everything from scratch using only the freshest ingredients. They're open year-round from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., located at the Snow Park Base facility. That's Snow Park Bakery. And also, while I'm at lunch here for our staff is being provided from 350 Main. It's a great restaurant. They feature contemporary seafood preparations as well as steaks, chicken, and pasta dishes. Check out Chef Carl Feisinger's eclectic menu of fine Southern cuisine with a flair. They're located at, anybody?
350 Main.
There you go. Thank you for listening.
Ding, ding, ding.
350 Main are open for lunch and dinner daily. Thanks, 350 Main.
Could you tell we were getting distracted?
Chris, exactly. Chris testing our listening skills.
I could just see you guys just shut down. That's
why. Well, Robin has a thank you. Yeah.
Yes, Rob.
We do have another thank you. Thank you very much to Tim and Jackie Fair. Thank you, Summit Land Conservancy and This Green Earth. Or thank you, Summit Land Conservancy, for wildlife protection and This Green Earth for covering solar power and other energy conservation.
Right.
Awesome.
Thank
Tim and
you,
Jackie
Tim
Fair have done a lot of amazing work around this community. So right back at you. Thanks for what you guys have done.
Yes, they do great work. And they've been on the show, too. And you know who else has been on the show? For those of who are just tuning in, we've been fortunate to have some great guests on the show, with both local and national scientists, researchers, authors, journalists, including Mike Lors, local. He's general manager of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation Department.
District,
thank you. And I knew that D was Department of District. And last week we talked to him about biosolids. Where does all our sludge go?
That's right.
Now you know. It goes to the Salt Lake County landfill.
That's right, in a truck.
And we've had representatives from Utah Clean Energy and Heal Utah talking about some of the solar issues going on, some of the challenges the state faces with implementing solar programs.
That's right. We've spoken with Trout Unlimited's Utah chapter that does a lot of work in this watershed. We've spoken about East Canyon Creek with Jake Powell, the coordinator for the Weber River watershed. We've spoken with, you know, all these local people, but also people that work on a national and an international scale, like climatologist Michael Mann.
Michael Mann out of Penn State University, the author, among other things, of the hockey stick with respect to the trends we're seeing in temperature and climate change. Like I said, Jeff Masters with Weather Underground. Alan Weissman, the author of a great book called Countdown about the relationship with population growth, and environmental challenges associated with that. We've spoken about bark beetles with the forestry, State Forestry
Division. That's right,
Division.
State Forest Service.
I remember we had a great conversation with Dee Williams. Well, on the tiny house movement. Remember that? Dee Williams. She wrote a book. She lives in a house that she built. That is, do you remember how big that was? Or how small it was?
That's the more appropriate question.
Big, 84 square feet.
Oh.
She lives in a home that's 84 square feet.
So if we all lived in 84 square feet, Robin's job would be a lot easier at the Summit Land Conservancy.
It would. They could put all that extra money towards saving land with Swanner and Summit Land Conservancy. Just an idea. We'll throw it out there.
Well,
if
yes.
you're considering that today specifically, you can call in 435-649-9004. We still have a couple of Swanner memberships, individual and family options there, as well as the Summit Land Conservancy jacket. I can't believe that's still available.
That black diamond jacket. $100 value. And that's
it's $75
for a black diamond jacket.
It's a little cooler today. Come on, just imagine, you know, another month or two.
Think a few months ahead.
Need that jacket.
Month. That's right. Try like it. 3 weeks, yes. 2 weeks.
Plus, it has their cool logo on there.
Exactly.
Just can't go wrong.
Summit Land. Okay. Call it at 649-9004. We got a few more minutes before our show wraps up.
Yeah, you know, when you asked Brittany what she did, she talked about the conservation stuff, but she also, wearing multiple hats at Swanner, runs some of our education programs, and we run a lot of programs for youth, and we also run one or two things a month geared especially towards adults, and those are the things that Brittany works with, and we've got a few coming up that she can highlight now in case you're interested in coming.
Yeah, so upcoming events, we have actually tonight a summer garden surplus canning demonstration. That's a partnership with Summit County Extension at Utah State University. So if you're wondering what to do with all that extra stuff that you've bought at the farmer's market or coming out of your garden, you know, it all ripens at once. So come learn from Susan Haas what you can do with all that stuff.
Canning it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So canning, she'll be there showing how it all works. So when you, for
can
me,
I
it's
can?
Less the extra stuff I have from a garden and more when my, you know, I get overly ambitious at the farmer's market and then I have a giant container of fruits and vegetables that
can
I can't finish.
Can you can anything? Just
no.
Like Portlandia pickles,
well, also,
pickles, anything?
Maybe you should come tonight, Chris. Are you free at 6?
What time is
there
that?
There it is. 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the Swanner Eco Center.
And if you're a member of Swanner, events like this are free.
There we go.
Perfect. All right.
We also have on September 19th a star party. So that one is coming up next month. You can come stargaze off the back deck of the Swanner Eco Center. We also
with giant telescopes, I have to add, and professional astronomers.
Really?
It's really cool.
What?
Super,
I'm sorry,
super
when was
cool.
that? What was it?
That's September 19th. I'm selling Chris on all of these things.
September 19th for stargaze. All right.
And
like
backing
that.
Up just a tiny bit, if you don't already have it on your calendar and have not already purchased tickets, we have our Moonshine Party. That's a fundraising event. We're partnering with Summit Land Conservancy. September 9th, that one's from 5 to 9 p.m. As previously noted, the moonrise specifically is at 8:08 p.m.
That's important.
So if that's all you're coming for, show up at 8:05. It is a full moon.
It may or may not be a harvest moon, but it's a full moon.
We'll confirm the waxing and waning percentages later.
Swanner can only fit so many people, so we have limited tickets. So get your tickets today.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a party to not miss. It's going to be one people are talking about. Lash LaRue is playing. They're a fantastic band. Going to be super fun. And then again, we have local producers who are all donating their wares for your enjoyment that evening as well.
Okay.
Including some local beer.
All right.
And some local wine.
And
so.
if you go to the canning thing tonight, you can bring some of your canned goods to the full moon thing.
There you go.
All right.
649-9004.
I got to.
We have one more thank you. We want to thank Jenny Groves for calling in. She says she loves KPCW and gave Brittany and Nell a little shout out. So thank you, Jenny, for your support of the
radio station. And thanks for those callers. We got to take one more break for last underwriters. And we'll be back to wrap up. It's This Green Earth.
This is Reese DeMille with Republic Services, your local recycling and garbage service provider and a proud sponsor of KPCW. Summit County residents are recycling more and more each year in their residential curbside recycling bin. Please help by putting acceptable recyclables in and keeping glass out. Thank you, Summit County. SummitCountyRecycles.org.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
Welcome back to This Green Earth, a special pledge drive edition of, and it's time to start to wrap up. Got about a minute or so left before NPR News. Let's thank our underwriters for our show, for whom the show would not be possible. They include Recycle Utah,
Republic Services,
Vail Resorts,
Rocky Mountain Power,
San Francisco Design,
and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And of course, thank you so much for those who called in and pledged. And do we have any last thank yous? We got them all. We had a couple.
We have
calls.
A couple on the phone, but we'll we've thanked everyone hour. We've got in house. If you have ideas that you would like to hear on the show, please email us at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org or join us on Facebook at KPCW This Green Earth.
All right. Well, thanks again to our guests. You know, Swan.
That's right. And Robin Geist with Summit Land Conservancy.
And Brittany, good job. And again, the pledging doesn't stop when we go off the air at 649-9004. Call any time of the day. Lots of items to choose from.
And still great premiums available.
Thanks again. Here's NPR News.